Hey everyone, Andrew here. I cannot wait to see you all again in person. If you're not at work, stay inside, stay safe. If you are at work, just wash your hands constantly. Do not stop washing your hands. I hope everyone's okay. And again, I cannot wait to see you all in person.
Hey guys, it's Sunny. Just wanted to check in and let everybody know that we're doing fine and we can't wait to see you guys. It's been a long couple of weeks, but we all know God's got this and we're going to make it through it. So y'all guys just stay strong and keep your head up and we'll see you soon. And hopefully I can bring some of that chili that everybody keeps asking me to bring, but y'all guys stay healthy. God bless.
Okay, there's some bees flying around me right now. So if I die, I just want you to know that I was doing this through Pathway. Because I love you guys. Okay.
Of kingdom come. So don't let
Jesus, our redemption, our salvation is in His blood. Jesus, light of heaven, friend forever, His kingdom. As the walls come down, all creation, everything with breath, repeat the sound. All His children, clean hands, pure hearts, good grace, good God. His name is Jesus.
Friends, I hope you're staying safe at home. I am. Wayne talked a lot about living in the meantime in his ministry, and I think that's where we have found ourselves, living in the meantime, the in-between times. I'm learning a lot at this time, and I hope you, and I know you are too. I just wanted to say thank you for Wendell and Lewis for continuing to encourage us through this their Pathway ministry. I'm sure they've got some things planned up their sleeves, because they're always cooking up something. Speaking of cooking up something, if anyone needs peanut butter during this time, I ordered this on Amazon. It's 5 pounds, but it's taken on new meaning. Okay, you say, I've gained 5 pounds during this coronavirus. Or you can say, I've lost 5 pounds during this coronavirus. Anyway, if anybody needs any extra peanut butter, just look me up. Love y'all, and I hope that we get to see each other soon. But if not, we will get through this together.
It's okay to not be okay. This is a safe place. This is a safe place. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. There's still hope here. There's still hope. Let His love wrap around you and hold you close. for us, but to share your grace and love. And exhale, oh God, we breathe in your grace, we breathe in your grace. And exhale, oh God, we do not exist for us, but to share your grace and love.
Hey, Pathway, this is Wendell. It's good for you to see me right now, but I can't see you. But one day soon, we will be in the cup together and kind of be back to, I don't want to say normal, because I'm going to talk about that in the lesson in a minute. I hope we'll have a new normal when we get back together. But I'm Wendell. I'm loved by Jesus. I'm recovering from spiritual and emotional abuse, and I've had addiction to work and food, and I've had control issues. I have had issues with porn, with alcohol, with rage and panic and depression.
Hi, Wendell.
Hey. And tonight I was at the daytime. Obviously, you can see my sunlight coming through the back thing, but you're going to watch this at night. And you can also make comments now, the new way we're going to do this. You can make comments and ask questions or whatever. But what we want to talk about is, I stumbled across a quote by Brené Brown. I think it was yesterday on Facebook. And I went back today and could not find it. And I thought, oh, shoot, that was such a good quote. But basically what she was saying was, people keep talking about can't wait till we get back to normal. And she was like, really? You want to go back to normal. You want to go back to shame. You want to go back to dog eat dog. You want to go back to selfishness. You want to go back to it's all about me. Is that what you want to go back to? And it really caught me, because I thought, she's right on target. By the way, if you don't read Brené Brown, you need to. She has been more helpful in my personal healing and my personal growth than probably any other single writer out there now. She's a shame researcher, PhD in Texas. I'm not sure what, Houston maybe. But a great speaker. She's done a lot of TED Talks, great author. If you don't know about her, you need to pick her up. Go to Amazon, get some of her books. She's really good. Anyway, so she's talking about a new normal, not going back to the old normal. And so since I read that, I've been thinking about the children of Israel who were enslaved in Egypt. And 400 years they were enslaved, or close to that. That many generations in slavery, slavery becomes your normal. It's not pleasant, it's not good, but it's your normal. They tell you what to do. They tell you when to get up. They tell you when to go to bed. They tell you what to eat. That's your normal. And, of course, burning bush, God says, I hear the cries of my people. Go get them. Moses gets them out. Now they're out in the wilderness. All they've known is slavery. That's all they've ever known. And then suddenly they're free. Granted, they're out in the middle of a desert, but they're free. And when you follow their story, you realize they really don't know how to be free. Freedom is not their normal. Slavery is their normal. And so they worry a lot. They fret a lot. They fuss a lot. We're tired of just manna. God fed them every day, every day. Just get up and get your meals. You don't have to work for it. It's there. fed them every day, but all of a sudden they're bored with it. They want garlic, leeks. I forget what seasonings they said they had back in Egypt. They want to go back to Egypt. That's our normal. We don't want this. What's a God to do? But then at some point don't forget, they're heading toward a promised land, a very good place. And so they send 12 guys up there, one for each tribe. And only two come back and say, yeah, we can take that place. It's great. A land flowing with milk and honey. We can take it. 10 of them came back and said, there are freaking giants there. They'll eat us alive. We don't have a chance. And they have a really telling statement at the end of their report. They said, we felt like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we think they saw us the same way as grasshoppers. That was their normal. What is our normal? We are ashamed of ourselves. We are small. We are helpless. We can't do the hard things. We can't. We're helpless, put it that way. And so that was their old normal. And it took, if you remember the story, it took 40 years after that, 40 years, kind of for a generation to die out and a new one to come on, for their minds to be reprogrammed out of this grasshopper thing into, okay, we can go in and take the land that God has promised us. So you take what Brené Brown said, and you take this story from Scripture, and you look at where we are now. God didn't cause this pandemic. No way would I say this, but God has given us an opportunity. This gives us an opportunity to find a new normal, to be freed from the slavery of frantically punching a clock, of fighting traffic, of dog eat dog, of the normal things that we do to make a living. This gives us a break from that. Not everybody, but it gives a lot of us a break from that. And we get a chance to do more thinking. We get a chance to do more soul searching. We get a chance to do more soul self-discovery and figure out, who am I really? Because you may work at a place that makes you feel like a grasshopper. You may rub shoulders with people every day that make you feel less than you are. And they may make you feel afraid. They may make you feel ashamed. They may threaten you in some way. I don't know. This gives you a chance to say, where am I in life? Who am I? Who do I want to be that I haven't been able to be because of Egypt, because of the old normal? And it gives us a chance to do some discovery. There's a theme that, I mean, you get mad at me and stop watching if you want, but I'm just going to keep coming back to it over and over. I'm writing about it on my Facebook blog. I keep talking about it in our lessons. To get out on the other side, the backside of this pandemic, and get back to normal and take a deep breath and say, wow, we survived that. That's it. That's what we're shooting for, to say that we survived this. This is a chance to do way more than just survive this. This is a chance to discover who I am and discover what life is about and what I'm here for, and discover what's important to me, really important to me, besides just making a dollar bill or getting promoted at work. What's really important, the people who are important, the missions, the purpose, whatever you want to say, the tasks, the challenges, the explorations, what's important to me? Where's my heart want to go that my job is not let it follow? Where does my heart want to go? And they're good things. They may be hard things, but they're good things to be discovered, and they're good things to be entered into, like the promised land. They entered into the promised land. They're good things to be entered into. And now's the time to think about that. We have a chance. This pandemic is horrid. I'm not trying to dress it up and make it pretty, but it is also a tremendous opportunity. Tremendous. It's a gift to be able to stop and think and ponder about yourself, about the people in your life, about your relationship with God. Do you know God? Do you feel loved by God? If you don't, you need to talk to him about that. You need to have an open conversation with him about that. Do you feel like God is your enemy or your ally? Do you feel like he's your partner, or is he pushing back against you all the time? Where are you with that? This gives you a chance to explore that. Not, I don't know how to say this, not in a religious way, but in a relational way. And so we're out in our 40 years in the desert right now. We have a break from slavery, if you want to call it that. We've been delivered from that. Now we're out in the wilderness, and it's new, it's strange, and some of us want to go back to Egypt, but some of us are looking to the promised land, which is on the other end of this, and saying, I'm ready for something new. I'm ready, and it's challenging. You have your Jerichos, you have your places that need to be explored and conquered, and over there it's hard, it's difficult. But we have a chance to think about that and dream about it and have visions about it and have creative visions about it, about where we can go and what we can do. So do we want to go back to normal, the old normal? I personally don't want to go back to that. I'm seeing things about myself, my habits, my attitudes, that I think, I don't want to go back to that. I'm getting a chance to rethink it. And so I'm going to take that opportunity, and I want to come out the other end of this a different person, a better person. So I just challenge us with that. I don't mean to sound harsh or heavy, but let's not waste this. Let's not waste this time, this opportunity. It's terrible, but it's also a gift. And we have a chance to make some big decisions, make some big discoveries, and then make some big decisions. And when the time comes, make some big moves that could make the world a far better place, at least our part of it. So that's all I've got for tonight. And some of you all who are watching have signed up for our Zoom rooms. Those will start at 7 o'clock. This started at 6. We'll start the Zoom rooms at 7. If you don't know anything about the Zoom rooms, you're watching this and think, oh, I'd be interested in that, send me your email address and say, I'd like to be in the Zoom rooms next week, and we'll get you signed up. We'll get you in a room, and you can have some a chance to see some people's faces and share your thoughts, your feelings, hear other people's thoughts and feelings. It's a safe place. It gives you, if you're new to Pathway, it gives you a real flavor for, they're not weird, crazy people. This is just normal conversation, but it's very honest. It's very healthy. So it's been good to spend this time with you tonight. We always close with a serenity prayer. And I know it by heart, but I don't trust myself. So I have this handy dandy piece of paper that I'm going to read. And when you watch this Sunday night, the words will be scrolling beneath, so you'll be able to read it. And so let's, in our minds, reach out, grab a hand, and know that you're in a circle, a unified circle, and we'll say this prayer together. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Keep coming back. God loves you. See you, Lou.
Bye, y'all.